Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. Well, continuing our sort of contrarian bent of the last couple of weeks, we need to explore more Portuguese wines. But as soon as you say Portuguese red wines, everybody automatically goes port. And there's a lot more stuff going on in Portugal than just port.
Oh, there sure is, Hugh. And you're right, we're continuing our examination of wines that deserve bigger audiences. They make a lot of really tasty wine in Portugal, and a lot of it is extremely well-priced, very enjoyable. Let me tell you about three that I tasted. The first one is called Encostas de Serpa Syrah from Alentejo, okay. 2018, only $16. Now, there's two interesting and unusual things in this wine. First is that it's unblended. It's 100%. And the second is that it's Syrah.
Right.
Now, that is used in Alentejo as a blending grape, but it hardly ever stands alone. So that caught my attention right away. This wine was inky dark. It had an aroma of plum jam, cooking spices, raspberry toffee. And on the palate, the wine was dense and velvety and bursting with flavor. Clearly a class act, beautifully made, very impressive. You have one sip, you want more. I found that the flavors were quite familiar. It reminded me of Syrah, which is a good thing, because that's what it is. You had super ripe black plums, hints of tar, herbal spice notes, and black pepper. Very good age-worthy wine, but a pleasure to drink now. This is my wine of the week at $16. That's a lot of wine for that.
That's a great value.
It really is. A region up north is called Douro, and it's pretty well known. It's a very venerable region. It's a home of big, sometimes massive, rustic reds. This one that I'm talking about is called Grios Douro, and it's from 2017, only $13. This wine has a very, very dark color to it, and it seemed like it was almost cloudy. At this point, the wine, because it's very young, had a muted aroma, but the wine was certainly rustic tasting, and it was quite enjoyable. After a burst of acid and tannin, you get a good load of fruit, including, I would say, dark simmered berries, a layer of baking spices, including cinnamon, and a final splash of black currant. So we had this wine with ribs, Hugh. You were able to enjoy it?
Yes, I did.
And we rather liked it. It was kind of fun. At that same rib dinner, I poured you this wine. It's called Cabriz, and it also is from Douro. And it's 2017. Again, only about $13. This is from the same vintage as the one before. But this one had a slightly lighter color, but it was still quite dark. The nose was a lot more forward. It was sort of reminded me of yeasty buttered biscuits smeared with cherry jam. And there was a little bit of woody briar going on, a whiff of cardamom. On the palate, the wine was rather lively. And I thought it was a little bit fresher than the previous one, a bit more refinement to it. It still had those tannins, but there was a lot of fruit sweetness to work with. And so with the barbecue ribs, it was killer. It was really nice. So we're going to put these wines, all these recommendations, on the website, and I hope that you can go out and try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.